This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You have reached Piles of African Podcast, brought to you by Africa Files in collaboration with the Rabble Podcast Network. Please listen to the message after the beep.
It's April 27, 2007, and welcome to another edition of Pulse, the African podcast, brought to you by Africa Files in association with the Rabble Podcast Network. We are continuing with the Women and Leadership series. Later on in the show, Dennis Pelly, a London-based jazz vocalist and community activist, will review her passion for Sudan. She was part of a group of women, Canadian businesswomen, who went to Sudan in an effort to assist some communities in southern Sudan. But first, a quick look at some of the headlines we have on Africa Files. A group of dead campaigners, including Jubilee South and Jubilee USA, have jointly launched a new publication on illegitimate dead campaigns. The publication will focus on recent and upcoming actions by activists in the worldwide campaign to end illegitimate dead, promote communication among groups, and try to increase involvement. On April 19, 2007, civil society organizations worldwide held a day of action against the unfair trade deals that the European Union is forcing onto 76 African nations. We also have an article that looks at how an estimated $500 billion has been stolen from Nigeria since independence. You will probably know that Nigeria recently had elections and they have been controversial to say the least. One Nigerian newspaper, The Vanguard, called the recent elections the most controversial and dubious general elections ever held in the history of Nigeria. We will, in later editions of Pulse, look at these elections in Nigeria as well as the concept of democracy across the continent. Coming up next, passion for Sudan. To take us there is the exciting South African group Malaika with the song Mhlawumbe Amandla.
Do you care about social and economic justice? Join Africa Files, a network of volunteers committed to promoting African perspectives and alternative analysis for human rights and economic justice in Africa. Visit www.africafiles.org.
Since her debut with the CD Trust the Moment in 1998, Denise Pelley has never looked back. With four releases to her name, the Canadian jazz vocalist has been making one great musical moment after another, trusting the one thing that drives all aspects of her life: passion.
There was a group of seven women of us who went down from the London area, seven businesswomen, and we called ourselves Passion for Sudan. And we went down with Glenn Pearson and Jane Roy to a part of southern Sudan where Glenn and Jane go on a regular basis. And we wanted to go down and see for ourselves what life was like there and to visit with the people, in particular the women.
The seven women went to Sudan to help their fellow women under the auspices of Canadian Aid for Sudan, an organization run by Federal Member of Parliament Glenn Pearson and community activist Jane Roy.
This was my first trip to Sudan. I have known Glenn and Jane for a number of years and have sung at many of the events and functions that they would attend or they would be part of. And one of them was a yearly concert we do for Sudan and raising funds for the Sudanese people. And I remember a couple of years ago mentioning to Glenn and Jane how much I would really appreciate having the opportunity to go to Sudan and see where the funds that are being raised in the London area are going and how they're helping the people. And this opportunity came up and I jumped at it. For the Nova Scotia-born singer, who remembers being the only black child in a school, it was the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. But was it all she expected? I was concerned a little bit only for what I thought I might see, which would be heartbreaking devastation and you know, illness and sadness and you know, people who just were in desperate need of help. I'm not saying that it isn't like that. There are people who are in desperate need of our help, and there is illness there, which makes it very sad. Luckily for me, I guess, and selfishly for me, I didn't see a lot of death and a lot of really heartbreaking things, but I don't want you to think that it's not like that, because it is. I just obviously didn't see it at where I was, although I was privy to seeing and hearing from a lot of the families there, in particular the women, about how hard it is there and how difficult life is, and what they've gone through in the past and what they go through now, and what all the things that they have to do to survive day to day. So it is very difficult for them there. Passion for Sudan was born because we wanted to raise money for some of the specific needs for the Sudanese women. And we wanted to raise money for sewing machines and for goats and for a flour grinding mill. So when we went to Sudan, we were able to see some of these things already in place from previous trips made by Glenn and Jane and other people, but we wanted to add to it and raise more money so that more sewing machines could go and help more women. And we were able to see a school where young women were learning how to sew and make certain things and make clothes and you know, eventually make mosquito netting and uniforms for the children to go to school. And we also saw that some of these women who graduated from these schools were in markets, and they had set up their business in a market with their sewing machine there so that they could sew right on site and have their wares available for people to see and to sell. And we feel that that's a wonderful way for the Sudanese women to make a living. So that was one of the things that we wanted to be able to witness.
The most one ever hears of Sudan is war and hunger. Pearly says she saw more than that.
You know, I think when I think back about it, now that I've been home for a few weeks and can really take the time to really think about what I did see, I think one of the things that touched me the most about the Sudanese in general and the Sudanese women and the children was the fact that they live with so little and work so hard with the little things that they have. Still, there's always smiles and always a welcome for people when they come and visit, and they're always the first ones to lend out a hand for a handshake, and they just look out for each other. And I was quite taken by that. I was quite taken by the sense of belonging and the sense of community spirit that they have, and that they look out for each other, and they're very welcoming to people who come to visit, and they were more than willing to share their story and just share their life with us.
There is no doubt that this journey changed Pearly's life. But most importantly, the journey was about women reaching across and extending a hand to other women. It was about bridging the gap, sharing knowledge and resources between two different communities. Not only did the women from London, Ontario provide missionary for Sudanese women, but they also learnt from their Sudanese counterparts.
It has changed, it is changing, it will change, and it will continue to change my life, is my thought. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't spend some time thinking about my trip to Sudan and thinking about the people and the women, and in particular the children.